B-Pod Studios.
Go through the drive-thru. I've got a check I want to cash. It's written on Nations Bank. I will say I am not a Nations Bank customer and certainly have no plans to become one anytime
okay.
soon.
Nations Bank.
I go through like the third lane in the drive-thru.
All
throw
right.
the check in there, check sign, driver's license, good to go. You know, whoosh goes the tube.
Yeah, and it's a Nations Bank check?
Yeah. So they let me cool my heels for a little while. Then they get on the intercom. Are you a customer here? Are you an account holder at Nations Bank? I said, no, I'm not. But the check was written on Nations Bank. It's customary that you would cash the check if it's written on your bank.
Yeah.
Am I nuts?
I've done it before myself.
She says, well, I'm going to send this back to you and you'll have to come into the building. The drive-through lanes are for Nations Bank account holders only. But there's no sign anywhere.
No.
And you can sit there and waste your day waiting in line, and then when you finally get there, sorry, we won't do it. They had one little poster up there. If you're in the first drive-through lane, you would see it, but you don't see it in any of the other ones. So I go into the bank, and then they start, you know, hassling me, wanting my phone number and all this crap. I said, look, the check is written on your bank.
Yeah.
Cash the mother...
I'd like to have a banker explain something to me here. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got an account, a business account, and if one of my customers bounces a check, they charge me $750.
They'll get you any way they can.
Anyway, the banks make a lot
they
of money.
Screw you.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, you know what? Here's the deal.
Yeah?
They charge you when you use their ATM, they don't charge you. When you use somebody else's, they charge you. But if you make a deposit and use the account, use your card to make your deposit,
yeah,
they won't charge you. If you walk inside, there's a chance that they'll start to charge you if you use a person.
See, I don't understand any of this.
That's a bunch of crap.
I don't understand any of it.
I don't
know. No, you're not supposed to. You're just supposed to, just let the money. And you know what? Nobody but banks can just take your money. They're friggin' vicious, and it's just one of those little things to screw up your day. They steal your money.
It's
you know
just,
what? You don't mind paying for a service.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just paying for nothing.
For a lot of these banks, you're thumbprinted. They'll charge a dollar, a couple of dollars to cash a check. Service fees, they're getting
yeah,
you one way
and these
or the
service
other.
Fees, what the hell are they?
I don't know.
Just service charge.
It
service
doesn't,
fee.
It doesn't cost nothing, I don't think.
It's just stealing money.
This is why... We've contacted Alan Silverman, and I hope I get his name right. Alan Silverman, he is a banking industry insider with the CDSLIC. This is out of the banking industry think tank in Bethesda, Maryland. Mr. Silverman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's wonderful to be on your program.
Thank you very much for coming on. I'm sure our producer has told you the questions that we have.
No, actually, I've just gotten a phone call in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
I understand that you had some questions about the banking industry.
Yeah.
And that's part of what I do, part of my job, and
right.
I'm
what,
happy to have the opportunity to be of assistance.
Right. What does the CDSLIC stand for?
That's really a proprietary banking term that's not really for public knowledge.
What, CDSLIC? What is it?
It really is
it's
a banking industry term that's not meant for the general public. It's really, quite frankly, none of your business.
But just between you and I, what is it?
Well, it's none of your business.
All right. Alan Silverman, banking insider. Why the service fees? Now, my partner, Mark Haney, went up to a drive-through, a check drawn on that very bank, but because he's not a customer there, they won't cash the check. You've got ATMs charging a fee to use their machine. If you don't use the bank, it's another fee. What's going on here?
Well, you brought up a lot of issues. Can you make it one question at a time here? I'd be happy to answer them all, but let's try
tackle
to
them one at a time. Let's first of all a bank hesitating to cash a check that is drawn on their bank.
Well, if it's written on their bank, they have an obligation to cash it. Obviously,
evidently, they
but
weren't
from the bank's perspective. What you have to do is to sit back and say, how can we profit from this?
Uh huh.
And the answer is, if you can throw up a service charge, or if you're dealing with, and I believe you brought it up about non-customers
yeah.
cashing checks there.
Yeah.
It's a way to try to broaden your customer base, and if you want to use the drive-through, you have to be a customer,
right.
And to force people's hands in
to bring them
in
the bank,
way.
If you will, so that they can see the brochures.
Exactly, it's strictly marketing and sales and a way to aggravate people.
So that is something new that banks are doing. If you're not a customer of that bank, they don't want you to use the drive-through. That's a convenience for their customers, then.
Well, it's not so much a convenience for their customers. It's more in line of trying to force people to use that particular bank and to brainwash them and things of that nature.
And why wouldn't banks such that are implementing this kind of policy put up a sign that simply said, hey, if you're not a customer, don't use the drive-through?
Well, because then people might go elsewhere, and the whole idea is to force the traffic inside the bank, and I know a lot of people get very upset about this, but it's simply marketing practice. Much like, you know, you may be annoyed by telemarketers, but they have their job and their function.
Now, you run or you're part of a banking industry think tank in Bethesda, Maryland. What does this think tank actually do?
We sit around and try to come up with different ways for the banking industry to be more profitable. And
so it's you guys that came up with the ideas for these service fees and fees and customer fees and non-customer. It's you people that come up with this stuff.
Well, it's the banking industry as a whole, and we're certainly part of that.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is, banks need to be more and more profitable. They're very lucrative now.
Yeah, they are very lucrative right now.
What we do, quite frankly, is to try to come up with service charges and policies, what have you, to force people's hands to do things our way and to make money in the process.
I think you're a thief.
We spend a lot of time coming up with ways to justify service charges.
Legal thievery.
Quite frankly, most people don't mind.
You're a
thief. They're comfortable in that their bank
they're not
able
comfortable.
To manage their money for them. They don't have to actually write a check out for these fees because we simply remove the money directly from the account. And it's all good customer service.
Alan. I can call you Alan, I think. Alan Silverman, not only a banking industry guy, do you deal in diamonds and gold and jewelry too, Silverman?
I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a joke. If it's not, I don't find it funny.
I'm asking you.
I take my job very seriously.
I'm asking you a question. Do you deal with diamonds and gold and very like wristwatches and bracelets and jewelry and stuff?
If that's supposed to be a joke, I don't find it funny.
You want to tell me what
the banking industry, if that's indeed what we are supposed to be talking about, has undergone sweeping changes, and some people.
What other things are you involved in?
Well, we came up with the idea that instead of actually having the bank staffed with competent people,
You got a phone call ringing.
I have phone calls all the time. It's all right. The voicemail will pick it up. I'm very fond of voicemail, too.
Sure, I bet you are.
And that's one of the things that we implemented is where instead of actually dealing with people at the bank, we've installed these automatrons.
Right.
We send them to an 800 number where they're continually put on hold.
Yes.
And nothing is ever solved, and they get tired and leave. Therefore, the service charges aren't disputed. Right. We get to keep the money, and the banking industry remains viable
Alan,
and healthy.
What does CDSLIC stand for?
It's none of your business.
You gonna tell me?
It doesn't concern you.
Because I'm frankly running out of time, and I need to know what that stands for.
It doesn't concern you.
Was it some like
the banking people understand it? It's not for the general public, the morons, to understand.
Right, right.
The rubes that make it all happen.
Can you?
And don't think for a minute that the banking industry doesn't appreciate the consumer, because quite frankly, if they weren't so goddamn stupid, we'd be I don't know what we'd be doing. Maybe we would be out on the street selling watches.
Silverman, you make me a deal on a diamond ring or something?
Well, you talk to me later.
All right. I appreciate that. Hey, we got to run. I appreciate your time, though.
Okay, screw you.
You're late.
Okay, Dave, we're going to try it one more time. Just remember, now introduce yourself, read what's on the paper in front of you. You got it?
All right.
Okay, fine. Dave the Waterman, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take number 9. Dave, that's your cue.
Yeah, right. Anytime you're ready.
Yeah, we are ready, Dave. Go. Dave, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dave the Waterman from the Stan and Haney Show. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dave, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Good idea.
One more time.
This is Dave the Waterman, public service announcement, take number 10.
This is Dave the Waterman. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Wait, cut.
Come on, man, what?
Dave.
Really?
This is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Look, never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs... And if you must drink this weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you, I got it. Just chill, please.
Dave the Waterman, substance abuse public service announcement, take, what is it, number 11.
This is Dave the Waterman telling you if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dave. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
Come on, man, that's what I said.
No, it's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth and I'll show you how close it was, brah.
Okay, we're gonna do it again, Dave. Say, don't do drugs. If you must drink this weekend, don't drive. Okay, take 12.
This is Dave the Waterman. Weekends are for drunks and do drugs.
Okay, Dave, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we got something we can use.
Don't do drugs when you drink this weekend. Don't drive. Woo!
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Crazy business, and 96 K-Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain. Which begs the perfectly logical question, Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the broadcast. I'm Stan. There's my pal, my muchacho, Mark Haney.
Hello.
Junior is behind the glass over Hello. There doing things and then holding up a stool, doing nothing.
What, he knows things. He has
Come
opinions.
On, man.
Well, hello, yeah, Stan.
Okay. All right.
Hi, Stan. How are you?
We were talking off air. Your thoughts on the Green Deal.
Junior?
The Green Deal, huh?
The New Deal. The Green New Deal.
Well, I just know Franklin Delano Roosevelt did a New Deal, but I don't know anything about
but
this
you
Green
said
New Deal.
That you had strong opinions about the State of the Union speech.
Well, I thought it
and
was
that
great.
And that you were accosted by a Democrat.
Well, no, what I'm getting at is I thought it was a great speech, man. I was kind of chuckling at the fact that all those chicks were in their white pantsuits, you know, like raising the roof and doing all this inappropriate stuff, I thought. You know, I said, man, that's not how you know.
I remember you know how to handle yourself with decorum. You went to a Trump rally.
Yes, I did.
And you certainly didn't act like that.
No. I just stood on a stool and said, lock her up. That's all I did.
As someone texts immediately, the village idiot.
Oh, whatever, man.
So you had someone challenge your pro-Trump views.
Well, they were just upset because I sat there and I said, man, he's really doing a good job on the speech.
I'm taking myself out of today's show.
No, you're not.
I don't want to be a part of
this. I thought you weren't here.
Yeah.
You were taking the day off.
I'm not part of this.
Here, have a sip of coffee.
Get out of my sight and don't touch my cup.
Well, it's got like a safety wrapper on it.
Please.
But anyways, I'm
not participating with you.
So I said, hey, man, I think the guy's doing, you know, this is he's really making some
Yeah,
so
good what did points. What did the guy say that was anti-Trump?
He was like, you know, well, first off, you know, he wanted to go in and talk about the health care and pre-existing conditions, such as mine, me being having cancer.
Why don't you have that all fixed with Obamacare? They should be paying you by now.
You know, and I said, well, it seems like Trump was saying that...
Because he likes standing out in the sun without a hat, and they fixed it before, but he didn't
You know, that's
take
true,
care
Dave. You should be getting free everything, because it's Obamacare. They haven't done away with it. Did you ever sign up for it?
No, man, never did.
No.
Everything would have been free.
Yeah, but he don't know any better.
I'm out of this.
Yeah.
I'm not participating today.
Yes, you are, man.
See, that's why they were charging people like D-Train like $5,000 for not having insurance
right.
so they could buy people like you insurance.
Insurance.
Village idiot.
But
let me tell you.
I didn't say those words. Did I use those words?
Right on.
I'm not participating in this.
Why do you keep talking into the mic?
It's all you today. I don't want to be tagged with this show.
Go ahead, Dave.
I don't understand.
I'm still trying to get to the point of the Democrat attacked you.
Well, he's just basically saying, you know, it's all lies. It's, you know, this guy is completely, everything he says is BS.
Anything specific.
I'll just run the board and keep you on time. You go ahead. I'm not participating.
Okay,
other than all lies, did he say anything specific?
Just the fact of the healthcare, because that's his main gig, is healthcare. That's his zero.
Yeah, well, you know. Healthcare was perfectly fine before Obama screwed it up.
Well, you know, I'm telling you right now,
I'm
I guess he's repealing it.
Telling you right now.
And during the State of the Union address, he was saying, hey, you know, people with pre-existing conditions, no problem. The wall, we're going to get it done, you know.
You're not really sure what you're talking about,
yes,
are you?
No
a little
clue.
Bit. Yeah, I am
you
a little bit.
You got no clue. As
I am a little
just
bit.
Said,
I'm not the biggest political guy in the world. I just thought it was, I thought it was a good speech,
if
man.
If there ever was a courtyard jester, it's him.
Okay.
Too stupid for the king to execute.
What do you think about acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker's appearance today before Congress?
I don't know anything about that, but I will tell you this. Nancy Pelosi's got one smug-looking face, man. She was smug sitting behind Trump there, man.
So she made you angry.
Oh, I was getting quite upset because it looked like she was looking over at, what's her name, Ochez or Cortez or whatever that.
Don't text anything, hey, Stan, because I'm not part of this.
That Latino chick that's sitting.
Well, she did the Green New Deal, AOC.
Okay, well, she's sitting
Alexandria Ocasio Cortez.
That's who I'm thinking
what
of.
What is it?
But it just seemed like.
Ocasio.
It just seemed like.
Oh, yeah, Junior wants to marry her. He thinks she's hot.
Bro,
don't you give me that look, Dave.
Dude, oh, man.
And I tried to explain to him, she ain't hot.
No, not only that, bro, she would dominate you.
Oh, yeah.
She would dominate you.
I wouldn't mind.
She would dominate you, man.
That's fine.
She would be telling you how to dress, how to act, and you'd be nothing by the time she was done
exactly.
with you.
Well, that's fine.
But it was like Pelosi sitting there just like just trying to get those ladies to calm down. Like, hey, don't do nothing crazy yet.
You wouldn't be allowed to do this show because you're so inappropriate and we're inappropriate and you need to go work on a farm somewhere where there's no cows that are farting.
I like farms.
Yeah.
You are very flexible, aren't you?
I like to dip my feet in all waters.
You are so in danger of meeting, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like a solid 5 who would dominate your life.
Yeah,
no
bro.
More music business for you. That's silly.
And Cal,
did you just call Cortez a 5?
I'm being generous. You're right.
Junior, you know Cal gas is air pollution to her.
Right. Methane.
God, I miss Dan.
I know. I wish he'd show up.
I show up when you shut up.
There's my buddy.
As the Absolute Law text line says, hi, I'm Carol. I thought I was stupid.
Ha ha. Very funny text line, tough guy.
Dave knows things.
A lot of things.
Captain Lazaro. But,
oh, come on. Look, I just said
he probably thinks the Attorney General is in the Army.
Oh.
What branch of service is the Attorney General, Dave? You know this.
The Attorney General's the part of the drug enforcement thing, right?
What about the Surgeon General? What branch of the service is he in?
The Surgeon General would be part of the medical, right?
The medical what?
Field.
Well, generally, yeah.
Yeah, generally, yeah. Sir,
but I mean, who
like
gives
cigarettes and stuff. Because on the pack of the smokes, it's Surgeon General.
Who decides who gets the Surgeon General stripes?
I didn't know there was a Surgeon General stripes. Is there? I'm sorry.
Haven't you ever seen the Surgeon General before?
I have. If I have, I haven't paid attention. Shut up, man.
Okay.
Yeah, they got like big stripes and tassels on their uniform.
Okay. All right.
You ever heard of C. Everett Koop?
I've heard the name, but I couldn't tell you who he looked like.
Well, he was a Surgeon General. Very famous one.
Hey, Stan, give Dave a break. It's hard for Dave to get his racing thoughts out. That's what meth does to people.
Oh, my God, man. Another text line tough guy. These people, man, they don't know me. They really don't.
I know you. That's why I'm not participating.
Yeah.
Dave, I want you to check this MF-er out. This is one of the most badass people. That is C. Everett Koop.
Oh, that dude. Yeah, I recognize the face now.
Now, what uniform is he wearing? Which branch of service?
Let's see. Vice Admiral of Public Health Services?
He's the Surgeon General.
Surgeon General? What's this thing? What's this say right there? Vice Admiral, the Children's Hospital. No. All right, I got you. Oh, yeah, right there. I can read, bro.
Well, what I'm saying is you look at that uniform.
Yeah.
What uniform is that?
It looks like a naval uniform.
It does look similar to a naval uniform.
What is it?
He's just the Surgeon General, Dave.
All right, okay. So, Stan.
I've always been told.
You're just reading. You're just reading text.
Yeah, I choose not to participate with you.
Well, then
I choose not to participate with you.
Why did you invite
That's
me?
Not how why I understood it. I thought you were taking the day off.
Yeah, why do you even invite me in here then?
Choose not to participate. I haven't invited you in here. You showed up and you didn't leave. I always told.
Always
was told it's better to keep your mouth shut and appear to be stupid than open your mouth and reveal all evidence.
Hey, look.
Dave,
correct me if I'm wrong.
Shut your mouth, please.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Help educate me then. Damn.
Help educate you about what?
The Surgeon General's uniform.
Don't you know about the Surgeon General?
Oh, we just talked about this.
I'm not participating with you. Say what you gotta say. Get it out.
Well, okay. Later on today, I gotta...
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96 K.
Red button don't do anything, as far as we know.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Hey, Dave, what branch of the military is Captain Kangaroo?
Very funny, Stan.
What branch of the military is Sergeant Slaughter?
Very funny.
Jeez. By the way, G.I. Joe? By the way.
Oh, that's Army.
Yeah. Now, let me just say this. I got to do a sponsored segment. It's called Stan's Audio Grab Bag. Now, I know, Dave, that you have to do some busy work for Haney today, and I want you to do that. And at 3 o'clock, we will tell you what you're going to be wearing while you do Haney's busy work. You will have your choice. That's all I'm going to say right now. You decide what you want to do. You're going to have, matter of fact, you're going to have three choices. You're going to go do Haney's busy work.
Because you didn't want to be unfair.
No, I didn't know. I want to give you a choice. And at 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock hour, we're going to give you the choice. And then Haney has some busy work for you to do, and you're going to go out and do that busy work with one of your three choices. Let's do the grab bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
He's getting to you today.
No, he's not getting to me.
You just seem more annoyed than usual.
Yeah, you know, because I'm thinking, how beneficial is this? And when I see a text that I totally agree with, and I'm handcuffed, tune in to listen to intelligent conversation. I guess that's not going to happen today, is it? Captain Kangaroo. All right, this... You know, if Dave... was younger, this would pertain to him. However, he's going to be 45 this year, and you can't fit him into a millennial. But there are some adults out there that still have their millennial children living with them. You know, that are in their 20s or early 30s. 40s. Here you go.
I came home. The front door was unlocked. I walked in. I couldn't believe what had happened to us.
Mom!
Parents all over the country can't get rid of their millennial children.
Mom, I'm hungry!
I mean, he's 28. Year old. He went to college. He had a job for a year. He quit. He still lives in his old room.
Please, give what you can to help these grief-stricken parents all over the country.
Mom, internet's down again.
I can't take it anymore. It's bankrupting us.
Give what you can to help. Go to parentswhocan'tgetridofthemillennialchildren.org and donate today.
Do we have any Cheetos?
I don't get it. We could not wait to get out of the house.
No, that was like the crowning achievement. We're on our own. Yay!
Now, in hindsight, I probably did it a bit too early.
You did a little early, but you wouldn't, abide by your parents' rules, and they said under our roof, and you said fine.
But
it was a little early
because
for you.
I love and respect my parents, and when they played that card on me, instead of being a baby and whining about it, I said, under your roof, follow your rules.
Yep.
You know what? That's perfectly reasonable. You're absolutely right. I'll leave.
Yep. But to kids today, they just want to stay. Dave.
I cannot imagine being in my late 20s saying, Mom, the internet's down.
Couldn't even fathom it.
You got to give that to Junior. He's not doing that.
Hats off to Junior.
But he does, you have a roommate, right?
I do, yeah.
Well, what's your roommate like again?
Older Latina.
That's cool. All right. That's
so groovy. You do have kind of like a mom.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, she keeps an eye out on him.
She does, yeah.
Knows he's a young boy, easily influenced.
She does keep an eye on you?
if I'm sick or something and she hears me, she'll make tea for me.
Oh, come
you
here.
You want some soup?
Come here, mijo. You need some menudo.
You hear about this city commissioner in Madeira Beach?
Have you seen the pictures?
This is unbelievable.
Now, that's got to be a man.
No, it's a woman.
Bring up the pictures, Junior.
It's a woman.
Well, one of them is a woman, but the one that's accused is, they say it's a woman, but I swear it looks like John Goodman.
Let me see what the deal is. Yeah, oh, it is a guy. City commissioner in Madeira Beach, Florida, had to resign on Wednesday. No, it's a she.
They say it's a she, but that's a man. I'm sorry.
City commissioner.
Call him ma'am.
City commissioner in Madeira Beach, Florida. Where is Madeira Beach?
I think it's on the East Coast.
Had to resign on Wednesday after she was accused of grabbing the former city manager's crotch and licking his face to establish dominance.
Looks like John Goodman, I swear to God.
What we're going to listen to right here is a gentleman by the name of Shane Crawford. He says she did similar things to other guys, too, to, as they put it, she was trying to gain dominance. She had to resign.
She would grab your genitalia and then lick you from your Adam's apple up across your face. And it just wasn't a pleasant issue, and she did that to show dominance. It's hard to maintain your innocence when there was 6 to 7, maybe even 8 witnesses to the fact that it happened.
We believe that the resolution communicated the city's position and effectively closes this chapter and allows for us to move forward.
There is no way that's a biological female.
Very strong male features.
Is it a woman?
I think it is a woman.
There's no way.
I cannot believe that's a woman. Do you really believe so, Stan?
I think it is a woman. But
I have never seen a woman like that. Except for this one. L-O-L-A, I think was her name.
Ahoy. I got this, boys. Dave, in life, you are Charlie Brown. Stan is Lucy, and Haney is Shermie. Now... And throughout your life. Never mind, Dave. Party on, brah, brah.
Which one's Shermie?
I don't know.
I don't know that I like that.
This is amazing, too.
I cannot believe that's a woman.
It is.
Have you ever seen a woman like that?
She's not attractive.
No, I'm not trying to slam her as being unattractive. I'm just saying, if I saw that, I would say that's a man wearing a wig.
Yes. But it's not.
You really think that's a biological female?
I do.
Have you seen anything to compare it to in real life with your own two eyes where you thought...
Janet Reno.
Oh, well.
Huh?
You know, there's a case to be made with Janet Reno that you really can't assign her a sex.
Get a load of this. This Dateline Houston. This is so Dave. An elderly couple in Houston misplaced their spare car key and started noticing changes in their car.
Changes?
Like the seat and the mirrors were set differently. Turns out a guy had been stealing their car every night, using it.
And returning it in perfect condition.
Was using it. In crimes, getaway vehicle, but would return it right back to
Very
the driveway
courteous. Yeah.
without them knowing anything
That's
about it.
That's people helping people, Stan.
The seat was pulled back. The mirrors were adjusted. I said, somebody's driving my car and bringing it back. I know I'm not crazy. I had to cancel his doctor's appointment yesterday.
Only got one leg. We just try and make do.
I hope he's satisfied, you know, that he took advantage of an elderly person. Sick, very sick. That can't be transported or go anywhere. They took advantage of me.
They sure did.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They sure did.
Well, you ruined a feel-good story, because it just seemed like neighbors helping neighbors.
Yep, not. All right. Get the recording going, Junior. I'm sure you can get some drops out of this. I'd like you to remain quiet, Dave.
He's been very good.
This is great stuff.
Dave, you want a coloring book or something?
Yep.
You're all right.
Finger paint. This is two Italian grandparents were FaceTiming with their 18-year-old granddaughter.
Aww.
And all they could do was yell at her because she was on the college campus walking alone. So she's holding her phone, FaceTiming with her Italian grandparents. And they couldn't believe it. And they were going to let their voice be heard that you got to stop this. Here you go.
You walk by yourself. Little dog or something.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not dark.
What's the matter with
you? Oh, my God, Gabby. What are you, crazy? New York to New Jersey, my.
So you got grandma upset.
One more week. Oh, my God.
Why are you alone?
She's gone. See, that's the library.
What?
That's the library.
What's that?
The library!
Why don't you walk with somebody?
You shouldn't be walking alone like that.
She's fine.
She's not you. She's a baby. Goodbye. I'll see you. I'll call you tomorrow. What do you got tomorrow?
What is she doing outside?
She's in the library. She shouldn't do that.
She shouldn't be alone. I don't understand these kids. I mean it.
God bless him.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
You know, that could have gone on for another couple of minutes and I'd have been perfectly happy.
Yep. Yeah, you can't. The real one, obviously, you heard this had to be edited. The real one, it goes a little longer and a lot of foul language.
I could have heard the word library probably seven more
times.
She's
at the library!
Shouldn't be doing that!
All right, Dave, I'm going to ask you to participate for one segment of this segment here. One part of this segment. You ready?
Sure, Stan.
Okay, Dave.
Sure, man, come on. You know what? You tear him down like that, and then you want
when
him to participate.
Need him, like, next break, you got to run some errands for Annie.
Three o'clock's awfully early to start doing
you better
what we
start,
gotta do.
It serves two purposes. You'll get done what you have to do for Haney.
Well, you could knock out half of it.
Yeah. And you will have your choice of three things.
I'm not liking this.
I don't care. You're gonna have your choice of three things. Dave?
Yeah.
What is this the sound of? All right, you tell me what this is.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here you go. What is that?
Ferret?
No.
That's a reel-to-reel tape stretching.
I'd give you a point for that. But it's not. It's an animal. Here.
One more time.
What is this?
A baby bobcat.
Nope.
Is it a baby anything? Or is it full grown?
Let me see. I guess it's full grown. Yeah, it's full grown. You want me to tell you what it is?
Come on, Dave, you can do it.
I'll give you one more shot.
Just going over it in my
Do you remember how it went?
Go over it in your head.
I'm just recreate
it.
Recreate the sound.
Let's hear it.
That one's a tough one, man. That I have no clue what it is. Let me hear it again. I got to hear it again.
What is that?
Parrot.
No. What the, and it's from right here in the Sunshine State.
It's not a gator squirrel, is it?
No.
Burrowing owl.
Another good guess by you.
Burrowing owl.
No. The only time the burrowing owl makes a sound like that, and it's not exact,
is when a monitor lizard has it by the throat.
Yeah, or you go and rough up their nest.
Bro, they live by my house.
And that's illegal for doing.
I don't touch them, man.
That is a sound of a frog. Guy from Florida found a frog at work. And when he rubbed its back, it puffed up and let out that sound.
So that's like a fart.
They believe it's a defense mechanism.
Oh.
It's a frog, Dave.
One of them South American ones.
All right, we touched on this yesterday. I got a little clip for you.
Oh, that makes me miss What's That Sound.
Yeah, I know. I'll work on another one. We were discussed on this a little bit. The late night talk show people are not bringing up anything about blackface.
They can't.
They can't because they all have done blackface.
I mean, you know, what was it, 1986, there was a feature film called Soul Man, and yep. It was pretty much all about blackface.
Yep. And they're showing all the people throughout Hollywood history, you know, that did blackface.
And
that
even
did blackface.
They brought up, and I thought about it, nobody blinked an eye at Tropic Thunder.
No. So the late night shows aren't talking about it because all of the hosts have done blackface. Another one that's not talking about it is Joy Behar.
Mm-hmm.
On The View, a couple of years back, she showed everybody
she was a beautiful African woman.
She showed everybody how she was in blackface. Can't talk. No, you're as guilty as anybody else, Joy Behar.
In the New York Times, they had an op-ed piece in praise of naturally curly hair.
Is that you, Joy?
Oh, you know this picture.
Oh, Joy, is that you?
Yes.
Joy, that is you?
Yes.
Oh, Joy, are you black?
No, I know. I was so cute.
Joy.
How cute I was.
Are you my auntie, Joy?
No. That is me.
My word. What year is this? Circa what?
I was 29. It was a Halloween party. I went as a beautiful African woman.
Oh, yes. You ain't black.
But that's my hair.
That, you can be, yeah, but it is.
The
whole point of that curly hair coming back.
I
thought that was.
That is me.
Did you have tanning lotion on?
A little. I had makeup that was a little bit darker than my skin.
Uh-huh.
We've got to fix it. But that's my actual hair.
I love it though.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Blackface.
Who would have thought? It's such a silly thing. would be bringing down governments.
Yeah.
Guess now isn't the time for my Jolson retrospective.
No, it is not. This is cool. This is going to be cool. I'll run the trailer here for you. A little bit of the trailer. There's the newest version. It's going to be in theaters. Of Shaft.
Again?
Well, this one.
Didn't they just do like another Superfly that nobody cared about?
Well, this one almost looks like it has potential. Samuel L. Jackson is back as Shaft Jr. Richard Roundtree is in this one as Shaft Sr.
Right.
And they're going to welcome.
Good, because I was thinking, oh, it's going to be a reboot.
Then they're going to welcome the third generation.
Oh, no. See, here we go.
Shaft son. So you got the son, the father, the grandfather. Here's the preview for the new Shaft.
Hi, I'm looking for
Shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Who's asking?
John Shaft Jr., your son.
My son? Junior?
Yeah.
You know, they say that cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Ignore him. He thinks he's a black James Bond.
That dude was real. He think he was me.
Damn!
Oh, look at here. How long's it been?
Never long enough. Lady Syphilis, Madam Chlamydia. It's lovely to meet you both.
That's Junior's mama. She a little bitter.
Yeah! Oh, what are you doing?
The glass didn't break.
Get in here, JJ. Come on. Ah!
Can you dig it?
Damn right. So you got three of them now. And Richard Roundtree plays the old man who started it all. When we come back...
You can say anything as long as you're talking about Shaft, and then we can dig it.
Yep. How come nobody's saying anything about the movie White Chicks?
Oh, because that doesn't count. Oh. Because those, they are victims of discrimination. So whiteface is not only acceptable, that's encouraged.
Ah. When we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. We got some great prizes.
Let's get all butthurt about that.
Whiteface?
Yeah, that is so offensive.
It is. I find it offensive.
I mean, you know, you've talked about blackface. It is so mortally offensive.
Yeah.
How dare you?
It is to me.
Yeah, I can't work up that kind of fake anger. That's something they're good at.
Can't you tell how angry I am?
Yeah.
Boiling
over.
Your phone calls, prizes, and we're going to have Dave make his choice. We're going to sample a few things.
Where's our Jesse Jackson? Where's our Al Sharpton
hopefully
to call?
Hopefully we can get some video of this where we can where Dave will decide and the audience can see what he has chosen.
I wonder if somehow this will be offensive.
I don't think so, because there's nothing natural about any of these.
Oh, man.
277-960 is the phone line into the studio. We'll go to the prizes.
I still can't believe you think that that commissioner is actually biologically
a woman. Oh, yeah.
Good Lord, that's frightening to think about.
We'll be back.
What a horrible trick to play on someone.
Stan and Haney.
Now, that's somebody that should transition.
96K Rock.
A distant deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past two decades, we've been sending them this. Then, they stopped sending the signal. Oh well, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Junior, what are you eating?
Funyuns.
Again?
I love them.
You know what? You have a hard choice to make, son.
What is that?
Because you can't do both. You can either smoke or you can eat Funyuns. You can't do both.
Why not?
Because you wind up looking like me.
Yeah. If you keep eating while you're smoking, you're going to balloon up and your body will adjust to that.
I've already ballooned up.
You're going to wind up on My 600-Pound Life. I saw that episode again yesterday with Dr. Nazar, Dan.
And what does he say?
Hello, how are we doing today? I see you're 691 pounds. You're young. You're 29. Your body will soon give out. I'm going to put you on a 1,200-calorie-a-day high-protein diet. And when I see you again, I want you to lose 80 pounds. And then I will consider you for weight loss surgery.
And then they go, and here's the thing about this show. They make you laugh, okay? It's not supposed to make you laugh, but they always... He's in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be a comedy.
No. He makes all of his patients. If he selects you for weight loss surgery, he makes all of his patients come and live in Houston so he can treat them. Most of them live in Indiana, Oklahoma, and they have two decisions they have to make. Do they dare try to go to an airport and have to buy three seats to sit in? And most of them can't make it through an airport without needing assistance.
No, they need like a flatbed.
Or do they decide to make the drive and every single one of these people have to be transported because they own subcompacts? And they
all do.
And they get about 20 miles down the road and they have to take a food break. And so what should be a day and a half trip to Houston winds up being 4 days. And the one they had on last night, she did a pretty good job. She was 691 pounds. And she made it on the on the jet. It was her first plane trip. She made it into Houston. They pulled up to the motel that she was going to stay
at. How many seats did she need on the plane?
Two. She had two. She felt good, but she knew that she was at her breaking point, and they had the Uber van drive her to the hotel.
The Uber Triple XL?
Yep. To the hotel that she was at, staying at, to see Dr. Nazardan. And she got her foot hung up on the sliding door and rolled out of the van and was rolling on the sidewalk leading up to the motel. And it was like, you know, she couldn't get up.
We should point out, this is not a comedy.
No. Nobody. And her mother's sitting there not knowing what to do because she can't move her. And the poor Uber driver's just trying to get the luggage out so he can split.
You want to end up like that, Junior?
Is that how you want to end up?
No.
You know, smoking is supposed to be an appetite suppressant.
Because it's got the nicotine in it. Speeds up your metabolism.
And so when you're eating junk like that, it's one thing to eat when you're hungry and, you know, have a meal. But things like Funyuns and then you go smoke on top of it.
Yeah.
You're going to be as big as a house. Because right now, your body wants to be fatter than it is. And
damn right it
cigarettes
does.
Are artificially keeping your weight down.
Let me ask you, so how, if how you much managed, have you gained if you, in the last year?
If you manage to gain weight while you're smoking.
Because as long as I've known you, and that's only been about 6-7 months, you've gained weight. How much have you gained in the last year?
I'm scared to step on a scale.
Okay. I'm worried about you, too, because it's rapid weight gain. It's rapid weight gain. We saw pictures of him from 10 years ago. Was like a string bean.
Well, 10 years ago, he was 15.
Yeah. How old were you 10 years ago, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 35.
34.
Yeah.
And successful, yeah, am right?
Not really.
You don't know that.
TMZ. I don't know. When you're a celebrity, I don't know what level it's cut off at. You can get arrested and they'll keep it under wraps because we're just learning about this now. If it was a radio disc jockey, it would have been on that night.
Oh, they would have bought special equipment.
Yep, which they have in the past to really zoom in on the mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
This is showing up in TMZ right in our own backyard. Sports broadcasting legend Warner Wolf, who coined the phrase, and he did back up in New York in the old days, let's go to the videotape, was arrested in Naples, Florida, after officials say he ripped the word plantation off a sign at his private community.
Why would he do that?
Here we go. Long story short, Wolf lives in a gated community in Naples called Classics Plantation Estates. He thinks the word plantation is offensive and wanted it removed. According to the police report, Warner Wolf had lobbied the Homeowners Association to drop it for months. But on November 30th of this past year, the 81-year-old finally took matters into his own hands. Cops say Wolf drove to the main community sign, which is located within a fancy fountain. and used a tool to remove the word himself. Officials say they have videotape showing Wolf defacing the sign.
Why?
And after a lengthy investigation, he finally surrendered to police. Oh, he finally surrendered on February 7th. Also, cops say Warner Wolf returned the letters from the sign to the community security guard. Wolf was booked for causing criminal mischief that resulted in more than $1,000 in damage, a felony. He was released on $5,000 bond. So far, no comment from Warner Wolf. Wolf, of course, broadcasting legend. He worked for ABC Sports.
All right, let's go to the videotape.
Called Monday Night Baseball, football, the Olympics.
Up there goes the P, followed quickly by the L.
Also has a cameo in Rocky IV. And I remember him as a kid living up north watching him. And I know he worked for Imus for a while as well. And became a Naples resident and didn't like the name of his community because it said plantation.
Well, let me ask you this, Dan. Was it called that when he bought the property?
Probably so.
Then let's all calm down.
You got errands to do, don't you, Dave?
Yeah.
Now, will this, and I don't want to go into Haney's business, but this will require you to get into your automobile, your dad's automobile,
yeah,
and go to a few different places. Correct?
Yeah, just a couple of local merchants.
Correct. All right.
Why, what do we got?
Haney and I and Junior were discussing yesterday that in today's climate, it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, the transgender.
Because you're not allowed to have a reaction to anything, you just have to accept it.
Yeah, that this is how you are. Now, I saw outside, you're throwing a big hissy fit. I'm not going to wear any makeup and put lip. Absolutely.
No, because he ain't that way, bro.
No way.
I wouldn't ask you to do that. I wouldn't ask you to do that. But we want to test this theory of people having to accept, not just tolerate, accept.
Not allowed to even smile.
How a person identifies. So I know you've got to go to the drugstore. You've got to go to the food store. You've got driving. You got to go to stoplights and stuff like that. And I know that there's no AC, so you keep the window rolled down. I'm going to give you three choices. You have to try them. By the way, are we streaming or are we? Okay, we're streaming live right now. On our Facebook page.
Is this the thing where you'll see like thumbs up and hearts and all that stream by?
Yes.
And then people will type in WTF Stan, what are you doing?
So we can get immediate response.
Okay.
All right. So we're going right now. So go to the Stan and Haney Facebook page.
You know what I've seen on our past videos?
What?
A lot of people comment on the fact that you sit on a bar stool and they don't know how you do it.
I don't know how I do it. I can't sit in the chairs that they have in here. They squish too low. I'm not sitting up high enough. So I like the bar stool. And this thing is broken. And one of these days, it's going to snap. I've asked for years to get me a new bar stool.
It used to be we all had to sit on bar stools.
This was the one I said, hold this one back. I like it. It's going to break.
So that's one from years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Now, these chairs are no great shakes, but they're better than a bar stool.
Now,
I guess it's just because I'm a little bit taller, I can get away with it.
Yeah, it sinks down.
Yeah.
It has like a piston in there, and it sinks down. I like to stay up high. There are three
items
in here. Choose the one you want to go out into public with. You're going to have to choose one of them.
They are three separate hair pieces.
Which one do you want to wear? Try them on.
Just go to the one that feels the most like you.
You can take your headphones off.
Because we want you to be comfortable. It's something you identify as.
And I want to make sure nobody says anything, because if anybody while you're out and about says anything that is inappropriate, this is how Dave the Waterman identifies. You can see him try these.
I don't identify.
You're that today, you are. You can see this on our Facebook page.
It's a social
right now.
Experiment.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Now, which one do you want to try on first?
Dude, I just hope I don't get arrested, bro.
How are you going to get arrested?
They might think I'm trying to rob the place.
No, you're not. You're not wearing a mask. I didn't make you wear the makeup.
Yeah, well, if you walked in and you were dressed up like a woman, they all have to go, yes, ma'am.
Right. We've got to get it right, man.
Stop stalling and put the damn effing wig on.
I think your 5 minutes is up, Stan.
Yes. I didn't know that we agreed on 5 minutes, but...
I'm here voluntarily. Yeah.
Make sure he's got the bangs. He doesn't have the bangs.
Oh, my God. You look like such a kook.
Yeah, man. Hey, stop complaining. Look at me. Put it back a little bit farther on your head so you can see some of your forehead.
Stan, do you need to adjust this personally?
I might need to.
Help me out here a little bit, man.
Just stand still.
I am standing still.
You got a hairbrush? We have a hairbrush? Yeah,
You look like you ought to be like in a Tesla cover band.
Right.
How about that one? You like that one? Hold it.
I actually like this one because, it's dark,
Do the reverse on your phone so you can look at yourself like a mirror. Nice. I learned that from people in TV news where they will look like they're using their phone, but what they're really doing is staring
looking at themselves. Because that's their product, them.
Yep. That's the. All right.
What is the internet saying, Junior?
Hang on, bro.
Joe Dirt.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. do you like that one?
It's hilarious, bro.
Yeah. All right. Now try another one on.
No,
Try. One. All right. Take the brown one off.
I'll take that one off.
Look, it's even got a hair.
Keep us up to date on the internet comments.
All right. Now, everybody watching, let you know what you think of this one.
All right. Let's see here.
This is a pixie cut. This is a short wig.
If I had to name the model, I'd call this the bitch.
Bitch,
the emo.
Do you know how to put it on?
I'm
how to put
sure
it?
I think I've got it. Right.
It's backwards.
It's backwards. Yeah.
Although that was a good look.
Right there? Is that it?
Yeah.
Dave's got a major announcement.
Dave, I belong in the monkeys, man.
No, Dave's got a major announcement. He's just joined the band Green Day.
Yeah, dude.
Has he got that on right? Has he got it on
right? All
right.
I don't know if there is a right for that.
Here, give me this.
It looks like a maroon Justin Bieber.
There, now I think it's on right.
A lot of people are saying Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. Huh?
How's that? Those things.
A corporate DD Ramone.
Those wigs stink.
Yeah, I don't know where they
come
from.
They smell.
Where'd these come from?
Storage.
Oh, they almost smell. I'm not going to say either.
They came from the same place where you got your leather jacket.
Either you haven't showered in a while.
Oh, I've showered, pal.
Or those wigs?
No.
Effing stink.
Oh, smell that! Yeah,
someone just had Pippi Longstocking.
These things.
Smell the glove, Stan.
Smell the glove, bro.
Take that. Well, the one you got on is ripe. It is.
Whoa!
I told you, it stinks.
So which one are you going with, Dave?
Hold on. We got one more here.
Yeah, put that on. Where did you have them in your car, Junior? Jeez.
I just tucked away.
Yeah, they stink.
Why do you got these in your car,
don't
bro?
Don't worry about it.
Don't ask me about that.
Right? Yeah, I know. You're in the
free to do what he wants.
Nah, he's in the role playing. I get it. I get it. He's in the role playing.
Yeah. What does that mean?
He's into some weird kinky sexy stuff, man.
Yeah, like you?
Very funny.
Come on, put that on.
Man.
What is role playing? I don't know,
dude.
Figure out.
Like maybe the chick dresses as a dude and he dresses as a chick and they do it the reverse way.
Figure out which one you want.
Yeah. Ever thought of that?
That looks almost natural.
Yeah, that looks a little bit more natural. Fix it so it's on there normal. See where the cowlic is in the back of his head?
Oh.
It doesn't match up. Get it. Make sure it's all
centered.
No,
this one's not cool, man.
Yeah, I like that one. Well, yeah, there you go. It almost looks like your own hair. Like you don't take care of it.
There. Yo, what's up? I'm Dave.
All right, here. Which one are we going? I like that one.
What does the internet think?
What does the internet think?
Yeah, what does the internet
think? A bunch of people are saying this one.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know, man.
Did somebody say he looks like Dave Mustaine?
He does a little bit. All right, here's what I... Here, listen to me, Dave.
Yeah, dude.
Snap out of it,
bro. I'm sorry. I'm just checking it out,
right,
man. Trying
now,
to fix it.
Why won't you read those, Junior?
Yeah, some of them are good.
Dave Mustaine. Yeah, someone said Dave Mustaine. the Green Day lead singer for the red one.
Wear that one.
Pippi Longstocking.
I got to take a break.
All right, let's go.
Now, I want you on the road calling us and letting us know throughout your on-the-road venture.
Carrot Top.
Yeah. Well, how people are reacting to you. Well, I expect, I would certainly expect people that none of you would say anything.
No, that would be so rude and inappropriate.
It would be so rude and inappropriate.
I bet Warner Wolf would have his back.
You're darn right he would. Now, Dave, write down what you need to get Haney.
Have you ever had hair this long before in the past?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Oh, you got it, bro.
You
check it out.
We ain't got time for you to go down memory
lane. Sorry, bro. Okay,
now.
But I'm saying he's had hair this long.
I'm just concerned why Junior's got this stuff in his car.
It's never been that thick and luscious.
Oh, of course not.
Bro, I look like Sammy Hagar, son.
Thin and frail and brittle.
What, you had a perm?
Dude, my hair's naturally curly.
Whatever.
I've never seen it curly.
Bro, I'll show it to you.
We don't have time to go down memory lane.
Yeah. Get out in your dad's car.
Oh, will you stop
with
this?
And go run some errands. I want to know what people are thinking.
Someone just said if Caitlyn Jenner had a brother, it'd be him.
Bingo. All right.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner did have a brother, and it's a tragic story.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. That happened in my town.
Yep.
We'll be back, and we'll next hear from Dave the Waterman.
I'm just glad Bert's not here to see this.
Yep. Oh, when he's on the road. You call us from the store. You call us from the behind the wheel. And make sure you wave at people and say hi.
All right, we're running out of time. So you want him to call you OTR.
Yeah. And we'll do that next break.
All right.
Do you so help me, you take that wig off. I don't want you taking that wig off. If you take that wig off, we have people out there. They'll call in and let us know you're driving around without the wig. You don't take that wig off.
You don't want him driving wigless?
Correct. We'll be back.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
That's speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. About a half hour before your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Saturday night, tomorrow night. Oh, I love these things. We're going to have another bike night in Cape Coral.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to show up there. I know Junior's going.
You're wearing your colors?
Yeah, man. Dave will be there because it's a chance for somebody to buy him something. Saturday night, Cape Coral bike night, downtown Cape Coral. We're going to have...
You still road captain?
Damn right I am. Still road captain. We got live music on the big stage downtown Cape Coral. Chain Reaction, the Ultimate Journey tribute band. Plus, going to have food down there, vendors, beer, more. Brought to you by the Cape Coral Department of Parks and Rec and 96 K-Rock. Dave the Waterman out and about in his wig. Got a text. Waterman's Hair Club for Successful Men. He's not just the founder. He's an idiot. also, we're going to take your phone calls.
But they have to accept him.
They have to. I don't want anybody saying anything. You just serve him and give him what he needs. He's got Haney's money.
This one's for you, Dave.
Phone lines are open. We can... John Lodge.
Musical genius.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Member of the Moody Blues. Is going to be at the Seminole Casino in Immokalee on Sunday. We have guest list tickets if you want to go. You don't have to come down to the radio station and pick them up. We'll put you on the list so that you have tickets Sunday night. Also, we still have some available. Steven Singer Gold Roses for Valentine's Day. 24-karat gold-dipped roses that you can give your lady for Valentine's Day. They're real roses. He does a process where they are good forever. They're delivered in a box. They're dipped in 24-karat gold, the edges.
So these are roses that came out of the ground, and then they're dipped in gold.
Yep. Thanks to Steven Singer Jewelers, just in time for Valentine's Day. So we've got those available for you as well. 877-9600. And we've been on the air now for about 3.5-4 minutes. I wanted to see if Dave the Waterman would take initiative to call in. He apparently doesn't know that we are a broadcast station, and that now would be the time to call in.
So you didn't instruct him, you just...
I wanted to see if he had radio instincts.
Radio. So you just figured after, 20-some-odd years of being on the radio...
Give him a call, Junior. I'm going to take this call right here. Ahoy, who's this?
Yes, this is Bill. Ahoy, Stan and Henny.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted to call and tell you, a first-time caller and long-time listener.
Since thank you.
I transferred down here from New Jersey in 97.
Oh, good deal.
Working for the United States Postal Service.
Thank you.
And I found your station through your fine promotion department by channel surfing.
Yeah, there you go.
Back in 97.
Yeah. Where in Jersey are you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
From?
From a little town called Edgewater, right under the George Washington Bridge.
Oh, okay. I was up in New Jersey because my girlfriend's from New Jersey, and we were going to the Yankee game, and she said, don't worry, sit back, ride shotgun. I know how to handle this. And she was great, went through the George Washington Bridge, drove down into the Bronx, and act like...
Oh, yeah, that's an adventure in itself.
That's an adventure.
And if you're from...
Where's she from in Jersey?
A town called Carteret.
Carteret, okay. That's down towards Newark.
Yeah, it's very close. Yeah.
And, of course, if you're from Jersey, you probably are aware of our dear friend Joe Piscopo. He is Jersey.
Oh, please.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I remember him in the good old days, Saturday Night Live days.
Yeah, that's when he was good. Haney and I saw him in Vegas about 10 years ago. Most of it was a slideshow.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, can I get you something, buddy?
Yeah, you can, but I wanted to make one statement
before.
You were talking about Larry Flint the other day and Hef.
Yeah.
And how you did interviews.
Yeah.
And I know this is like a taboo subject, apparently, because I used to love, your newscast and your grab bag, but my third favorite thing was your interviews.
Yeah, we used to love
them. And for the life of me, I don't know why they don't let you do it anymore.
We were called into a meeting years ago, and on the show, we were told, you're not to do interviews anymore. People don't like them. They're a tune-out. And I said, but we have Bill Cosby booked to come on today. Can we do that? And he goes, nobody knows who Bill Cosby is. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I mean, but you guys could put in a 10-minute interview what Barbara Walters in 60 Minutes couldn't do in an hour.
Thank you.
You guys put that in a 10 to 15 minute, and you were able to draw out of people amazing, responses and interviews. It was amazing.
Oh, Stan is one of the best interviewers ever.
I've been meaning to try to. I've been trying to get through to ask this question because you never mention it.
Well,
why you can't do it anymore?
You know what? I don't like going on the air and talking against what we've been instructed to do. That would be like airing dirty laundry. But we say once in a while to do it, and when we do get a rare chance to do an interview, we grab it.
And yeah, because like I said, I used to enjoy those thoroughly. They were
great. I appreciate that. What can I get you, buddy?
I would love to get. For my lovely wife of 40 years, I would like to get that gold leaf rose.
Steven Singer gold rose?
Yeah, from New York City, speaking of which, right?
I think he's based out of Philadelphia. I think,
is he?
Yeah, but you're going to love this. So
I was up in Philly for Irma.
Well, good move. We were down here.
Yeah,
I know. I went through Rome and I said, I'm not doing that again.
Hold on, buddy, and thank you for listening. Hold on.
Well, thank you very much. And try to get those interviews back.
We'll try. Hold on.
You know what? He's right. You have, it's just like a gift for doing those interviews.
Well, thank you, Haney.
And the way that you do them and the way that you get people to open up, when I get to ask a question, it's easy because they're ready at that point. It's just, it's a talent you
the
have.
The ability to make them feel comfortable. And here's the thing. because we were doing so many interviews, and the more that you do them, the bigger the star you get. Because the word goes around, they're not going to ambush you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not in the loop like we used to be. Oh, look at who we got here. Did you have to call him? He called on his own?
What do you mean, maybe?
Maybe. what are you doing?
Yo.
You're on the air. Yo.
Hey, I got to tell you something. This wig wearing stuff, I'm sitting at a stoplight right now. No joke, dude. I feel like a piece of meat, man. Like construction dudes are checking me out. Stuff,
yeah,
man.
Well, that and are you egging them on by twirling your hair?
Well, I did a couple of hair flips because you know it's getting in my face.
We saw you when you were leaving here. You're driving through the Stan and Haney Boulevard, flipping at your hair and stuff.
Well, of course, because it's falling in my face. What do you expect?
Has anybody said anything?
You're saying
to you?
The construction guys are hitting on you?
Yeah. Well, do they think you're a girl?
Well, they keep doing that look over, and I think they're kind of perplexed because I got a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow.
You know, they know damn well you're a guy. Stop acting feminine around them. Just be yourself.
Are you kidding me,
just
bro?
Be yourself. Stop acting like a broad.
I'm not acting like a broad.
Yeah, you are. If construction workers are hitting on you.
Dude, they see the hair, man. So what?
Yeah, and they see somebody with a 5 o'clock shadow on, and it doesn't match up. You know what you look like? You look like a clown in a wig. That's what you look like. Don't think that you look like some hot chick, and don't walk around with your wrists all limp and walking around. You want me to get you a purse?
I'm doing my best trying to support this fake hair, man.
Look. Let me know when you're in a store, and let me know the reaction. Yeah, I want to know, buy a bag of potato chips or something at the counter, and let me know what's going on.
All right, dude.
All right, goodbye. Jeez. Yeah, they're winking at me and all. You don't look like a chick. You look like an idiot.
Oh, poor Dave. Yeah,
let's go back to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, ahoy, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam.
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
What's on my mind? I just called in to say hi, and I love your show.
Yeah.
Well, I listen to it every day.
Appreciate that. Do you like Dave the Waterman?
You know, as much as you guys do.
What can I get you?
Oh, I would love that rose thing.
Yeah. These things are super nice.
And, well, you're making them sound nice.
They're beautiful. I'm going to set you up with one right now. Hold on.
You know what, Stan?
What?
It's been a long time since we have done an old-fashioned Stan and Haney sing-along.
Let's do it!
Would you like to?
Yeah!
Let's do it. Here you go, buddy.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining at a great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now, here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said. Aw. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill, trying to figure out why. Oh Lord, it's hard
to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Yeah. Ahoy.
Hey, Stan.
Hey, buddy, who's this?
This is Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, I just wanted to call in real quick. I've been a long-time listener, and I remember when I was in kindergarten, my dad used to bring me to the bus stop every morning. We used to listen to Joe and Stan back in the day.
Sure, that goes back 30 years.
And he used to call in and used to play Barney for me in the morning. That's
Haney used to be Barney. Because I remember doing this. You were one of the ones that we did it for. But you kids used to call in, and we used to have Barney the Dinosaur.
That's okay. Yes, sir. That's who it was. Yeah, my dad would call in, and then I was a Barney kid, so I just figured I'd give you guys a call.
And what's his name?
What's your name?
Todd.
Todd. All right, we're going to go down memory lane for you, Todd.
Hi, Todd. Are you being a good boy? I love you. You love me. We're a messed up family.
All right. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How old are you now, Todd?
I'm 29.
Oh, geez.
And you got kids of your own?
I got three of them.
Do you let them listen to us?
They're in school, so no.
He's a good parent.
Yeah, you're a good parent. What can we get you?
My wife would like one of them roses.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, done. Hold on.
29.
Yeah. Line 3.
Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means.
Of course not.
I guess it has something to do with the way that I feel out my skin tight blue jeans. Whoa. Come on, where's all the kickers in here? Whoa, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
Everybody now.
Perfect in every
way. Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Can't wait to look in the mirror. I can't wait to look in the mirror. Because I get better looking.
I get better looking each day.
To know me
is to love me.
Must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard
to be humble.
What are we doing?
But I'm doing the best that I can.
Ahoy. Ahoy. Yeah.
Ahoy. Yeah. This is.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, dear. Hello.
This is
E. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is...
Hello there.
This is Chad calling from Naples.
This is Stan and Haney sitting in a stereo.
Oh, well, this is my 39th birthday, man. I've been listening to you guys for 19 years.
Thank you.
Wanted to finally call in and just, man, that sing-along really put me in brightness with a little bit of waiting to talk.
Yeah, what are you doing for your birthday?
Oh, I'm making paella.
Nice. Now, that's labor-intensive.
Oh, you know what? I can't stop moving in my life at 39.
Last year in your 30s.
You know, I love paella, but one of my favorite places is the Columbia restaurant, and even they tell you, you want paella, we'll make it for you, but you're going to be here a while.
You're going to be here a while, right. So I'm starting this in an hour, and my family gets off in about 3 hours. I'm already 1:30 martini in. So.
Nice. Fantastic.
Listen to you guys.
Thank you, buddy. What can I get you?
I'm down in Naples area. Is there any food? Do you have pewter mug?
I do. Would you like to have the pewter mug? We'll give you a pewter mug for your birthday.
That would be wonderful, guys.
All right, buddy. Hold on. We got 2 minutes. I'd like to see where Dave is. Dave, you got 2 minutes to call in. Love it. Dave? You've been in the radio business for a while, haven't you, Dave? Dave? You know how to dial a phone, Dave?
Walking
with my baby. She got great big feet.
Oh, yes.
She long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same.
Ah, there we go. There it's the Stooge.
Crazy about that woman.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
I'm in the, going into the grocery store, man.
All right, have you walked in yet?
I'm making my way in that direction right now.
All right, you got the wig on?
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
all right, I want to know when you walk in.
All right, hang on.
Go right to the cosmetics.
Go where?
Right to the cosmetics.
Yeah, right, pimple cream.
Yeah, go get some pimple cream. Are you in yet?
No, man, dude, it's facing business.
Then how about taking a jog? Get up to the door and get in there.
Remember how my foot's all bummed, man.
Oh, don't even start.
He's got foot dropsy.
Yeah, he's got foot dropsy, too.
Bro. People are staring at me.
Of course they are. They think, what do they do? They must think you're a girl.
But they're not allowed to.
No.
Sorry, ladies.
They have to respect you.
What'd you do? Yeah. Get a piece of hair in your mouth?
Yeah. My hair is falling up.
Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta get a car here. Excuse me, ma'am. You like the color of my hair? It's pretty nice, huh?
Yeah. Don't bring attention to yourself.
All right.
You stoop.
What
are they doing? Are they treating you normally?
Well, I'm getting a lot of weird looks, bro.
No, they can't be looking at you weird.
Well, they are. You know.
Go ask somebody for help. You want to know where a certain thing is.
Yeah. Any more orange peel tea? Any more orange peel tea? That's all you got up there? Yeah, she's staring at you kind of weird, bro.
Are they out?
Are they out of orange peel tea?
Nah. I think we got... Yeah, we got another one. Yeah, dude. Dude, bro, man.
That's you're in the communication business. Dude, bro, man.
And that's the guy's name, Dude Broman.
You know what, Mark? You're right, man. It's Dude Broman.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
I'm walking around the grocery store, bro.
All right. Describe your surroundings.
Yeah, I'm just cruising.
Any BOGOs going on? Anything good?
I don't see nothing really good, man. A lot of Valentine's Day stuff, boys.
Yeah.
Got to have my tea.
Describe your surroundings.
I'm heading over to the pharmacy.
You're heading over to the pharmacy?
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Preparation A.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead and try to buy some of that. Go up in the wig and buy Prep H.
Not on my dime.
Goodbye. Goodbye. We'll be back. News headlines, traffic, 4 o'clock fluffer emails for Stan and Haney.
When you think America, you think apple pie, hot dogs, beer, baseball, and Stan and Haney. We celebrate Stan and Haney.
There you go.
Thank you.
On 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Dave's out in a wig right now. Please don't judge. Treat him with the respect that he deserves, as this is how he identifies. Multiple people texting. He needs to buy this more than one. He needs to go and buy tampons. God. Go up to the counter. If he calls, I'll tell him buy some tampons.
I don't even want to get into it.
I got to do an Insta win right now.
So, what does that mean?
We have 5 pairs of tickets to see John Lodge at the Seminole Casino and Hotel in Immokalee. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. It's a guest list. You don't have to come down here and pick up the tickets. We're going to have them at will call for you. You're on a guest list.
And he is awesome.
And he is phenomenal. John Lodge from the Moody Blues. If you want to go, and you can go Sunday night. I think the show starts at 7 at the Seminole Casino and Hotel in Immokalee to see rock and roll legend John Lodge. We'll take the first 5 callers, 277-9600. The first 5 callers, you'll be put on a guest list so you can see a rock and roll legend in concert Sunday night at the Seminole Casino. First 5 callers, 277-9600. Okay, we got five pair. That's it. Guest list. And we got to get them into our people so that you can be put on the list. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home today. Our first look.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all these appear to be in Fort Myers. We got a hit and run. Of course we do. 12,000 block of Cleveland Avenue right by the IHOP in Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle, Metro Parkway and Old Metro Parkway. Fort Myers crash, I-75 southbound at Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you right now. Haney's got this afternoon's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Boy, there's a lot of news today that I think will be of great interest to Junior. They have invented drinkable potato chips.
Oh, wow. He's busy getting our Insta winners. Drinkable anything else. Well, I don't want drinkable potato chips. I want to eat potato chips and drink something healthy.
And more junk food nonsense news as well.
Yeah.
Police brought out their tactical gear for a snowball fight with the kids.
Oh, I saw that. Those rascals.
Yeah, isn't that great? You know, what is it they say? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yep.
A woman turns in a man's lost wallet to the police. So it's got all his stuff in it, you know, his ID, everything.
Yeah.
So he must be very grateful that she turned it into the police.
I would be.
He wasn't. He wishes she'd have just kept it or tossed it.
Details in less than an hour.
And finally, it is a great day for Dave Assman. We'll tell you why.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It's always important to find laughter in the day. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Penny!
Oh,
ow!
Jeez! Jeez!
What was that?
I don't know. He's on the phone and he just grabs the microphone and it, what they call in the business, he's eating the mic.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Honey,
I'm home.
Do you have it up on the screen? Honey, I'm home. Say, hold on a second. Honey, honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home. Honey?
What the hell could be that important?
Now,
what the hell is that important?
All it needs is a name and a phone number. That's it.
For crying out loud.
Name and a phone number. Bring your ID.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, we didn't expect it to be this out of hand. It's a simple name, phone number, next call.
You know, folks, the best of the music industry will be on full display Sunday night at the Grammy Awards.
They sure will be. Tony Braxton, Billboard Music Artist of the Year.
Stan has boldly predicted that at some point in my life, I will win a Grammy.
Yeah, I think so.
But I haven't yet.
No.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons your musical career hasn't taken off.
Top reasons your musical career hasn't taken off. Who are you having a conversation with? Name, phone number. Name, phone number. What are you doing?
He needs to explain himself.
Yeah, you do.
That's dereliction of duty.
Hi, you're caller one. What's your name and phone number? Thank you. Hi, caller two. What's your name and phone number? Thank you. Hi, caller three. What's your name and phone number? Thank you.
I got to write all this stuff.
A name and a phone number.
Yeah, I got it.
Time me for a second. Time me on here. I'm going to write John Smith, and I'm going to give a phone number. So, hi, who's this? Oh, John Smith. Okay, phone number, please. Okay, 555-1298. How long did that take me?
8 seconds.
There you go. Thank you for phoning.
How long did it take you?
A little bit longer than that.
What were you talking to him about?
Yeah, you were giving him a whole rundown.
They want all these questions about what's going on with the concert.
I already told him. Concert, Sunday, 7 p.m.
Why didn't you just tell him to Google it?
I should have.
Because you lost all control. There's a show going on, and you were missing all your cues.
Yeah. Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
There we go.
It's priorities.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's that confusing, please hold.
Yeah, hi, John Smith. Hold on a second, okay? Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Top reasons your musical career hasn't taken off.
Hasn't taken off.
Meetings with your manager are always held at Starbucks, and they can't start until his shift is over.
What is she doing outside?
She's in the library!
Your musical career stalled when you couldn't think of anything that rhymes with scoliosis.
That's Dave, now a rapper. Well, he's going around in a wig right now. Yeah. Dave, buy tampons!
Your band is called Panic at the Klan Rally.
Wow. Wow.
You don't have a single face tattoo.
Mama. Wow.
You've dated all the same people as Taylor Swift, so writing songs about them would be redundant.
Oh, my God. Oh.
She's at the library.
Oh, fuck.
What's the matter with
you? My God, Gabby, what are you, crazy?
People describe your band as a slightly less preachy version of Creed.
Hold my beer.
Do you have no interest at all in dating Pete Davidson? Your psoriasis doesn't give you the proper canvas for douchebag tattoos.
She shouldn't be alone. I don't understand these kids. I mean it.
She's at the library.
She's at the library.
What is she doing outside?
She's in the library!
R. Kelly won't work with you because it would hurt his reputation. And finally, the very top reason your musical career hasn't taken off.
Yes.
Your nickname?
Yeah.
Lil Talent.
Hi, I'm Carol. I'm the reason Dave left the Rob Show.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email time. Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Stick pin.
Oh, it's a red letter day.
Yeah. Hoy, guys. Great show. I am listening with friends in Roseland, Florida, at the airfield.
Where is that?
I don't know. Where's Roseland, Florida? Google that. Don't give me the shrug the shoulder.
He doesn't know.
You got me on that one, Stan.
Oh, Lord.
You're better than that. You are. You're better than that.
Indian River County.
Thank you. Indian River County, huh? On the East Coast.
It is part of the Sebastian Vero Beach metropolitan area.
Yes. Can we get a stick pin?
I should know that.
Yeah. Tell Big Waver Daver we're jumping and surfing swells on this beautiful day.
Nice. Probably going to Sebastian, man.
Stan, you should lend Dave the Waterman some money to come over and join us. Great show, guys. Keep it up. Glades County, John.
Oh, right on.
Please don't use my last name. My ex might be listening.
Okay.
That's quite all right. John Smith.
We'll dummy up.
Yep. Dummy it up.
Dave, you ever been to Sebastian?
I have.
Yeah, bro.
No, I'm going to be honest. I have not been there.
It is radical, dude.
Well, if you're a good boy, Haney
right
will
there,
take you one day.
Right there off the jetty.
That's what I heard they knocked
shred,
it down and rebuilt it, right?
Lacerate.
Were you really on the boat with us when Bob Germain took us through Sebastian Inlet?
Bob Germain took you through Sebastian Inlet?
No, not Bob Germain. Jim Rathman.
No, but I've been through Sebastian Inlet on a bad
day. Jim Rathman from Jim Rathman Chevrolet, which isn't around anymore.
It's not.
No.
He used to live down the street from me.
Yeah, he's not there anymore. He's around, but he's not there anymore. He had one of these big ski boats, and it was some kind of boat show or something that he was at.
It is treacherous going in and out of that inlet.
And took us through Sebastian Inlet. The tide must have been coming in. We were airborne.
Oh, it's crazy. You have to be so aggressive going out.
It was amazing. And I'll be honest with you, scared the bejesus out of me. We were flying off of our seats.
It's one of those things where when you're recreational boating, you're not expecting to fear for your life. But you catch that when the tide is right, and you will.
Yep.
Because I assume that Rathman was the same way, because you have to keep gunning it and anticipating.
The engines were going. Oh.
Well, you're fighting the ocean.
Yep. This is from Robert. Stan and Haney, heard you talking about Cortez yesterday and Junior thinking she's hot. Junior just doesn't understand the difference between hot and doable.
Well, she's hot.
And she's not.
And you actually invoked what may end up being my lasting quote.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't confuse. Go ahead.
Do not confuse the flower of youth with true beauty.
Yeah. Worst things you've seen witnessed at a restaurant. Robert writes, ahoy, boys, two quick ones. In the early 1980s up north, popular family restaurant, the cook asked me The cook asked me, the new busboy, if I wanted a fried clam. Of course, I said. Then he hooked me up with the most viscous, mucus thing. I promptly spat it out into the hot oil fryer. Very recent, decent Mexican restaurant. In order for the waitress to expedite peeling the paper off the straws, leaving the inch-long paper cap, she doused her fingertips in her own saliva and had the gentle twisting motion to remove the paper. Here you go. This is Jesse. At a small barbecue shop here in Memphis, I was drinking my tea while waiting for my order and noticed a worker was mopping. No big deal. Nothing out of the ordinary. Until that person put down the mop and grabbed debris out of the mop bucket and shook his hand off. He then proceeded to grab a 5-gallon bucket of tea that had just finished brewing and used a pitcher to scoop the tea out and transfer it into a dispenser on the counter. He dipped the pitcher in elbow deep with the same hand he had reached at least wrist deep into the moo bucket. Immediately called him out, because I'm a blunt person, I was drinking that tea. Demanded my money back. Haven't returned there since. Ladies and gentlemen, very quickly, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, thank you so much for the birthday wishes to my mom. She said that was a nice thing. As far as your question of the week, years ago, in a well-known restaurant / bar, there was a very drunk young lady. For a while, she was the life of the party.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. For a while.
Unfortunately, she started to feel ill. As her boyfriend was helping her out to the car, she began to vomit uncontrollably. But as soon as that was happening, she passed out and fell face first into the concrete. She busted up her face and was bleeding. So now you got her lying on the ground in vomit and blood. Absolutely disgusting.
Hey, Dave.
You guys are the best sign of The Guardian.
Our question of the week yesterday.
He's done it again!
Craziest thing you've ever seen in a restaurant, and mine was when a certain young lady got a lobster out of the machine. You remember that?
Yes, I did quite well.
You sure
and started
did.
Waving it around at people and chasing people all over the restaurant.
And then the guy bit the claw off.
Yep.
And when she was doing that while people were trying to subdue her, you thought it was the best thing in the world.
No, buddy. I was talking
to
another chick.
We're going to take a break. We're going to be back.
All right.
Stan and Haney.
That's probably why she did it.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now back to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks.
Thank you, Dave and Chuck the Freak. Mornings here on K-Rock. I'm going to tell you about Bike Night coming up. Always fun, but first, here's Dave with traffic.
Now, K-Rock
traffic. All right, all right, all right. Woo, it's Friday, boys.
It is Friday, buddy, okay. But you know, it's the weekend. All right, man, check it out. We got two crashes to report. North Fort Myers, we have a crash North Tamiami Trail and Bayshore Road right in front of the Weaver's Corner Shopping Center, so be on the lookout for that there. And then in Fort Myers, we have a crash at FSW Parkway and Summerlin Road. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Right. Bike night tomorrow night. You coming, Dave?
You know I'll be there.
Yeah, Junior and I are going to be hanging out there for bike night. Special appearance by our old friend Matt Mangus. He'll be out there as well. So you can buy me a beer.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, I'll hold you to it. Cape Coral Bike Night, downtown Cape Coral. We're going to be on the big stage. Downtown live music from Chain Reaction, the Ultimate Journey Tribute Band. You know what it's like down there. Food, vendors, beer. It's brought to you by the Cape Coral Department of Parks and Rec. 96 K-Rock. Tomorrow night. Always have a good time. Bike night. And it's right around the corner from your house, isn't it?
Yeah, right down the street.
Right down the street from your house. What's this? Ahoy!
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes?
I owe you an apology.
Can I have your name, sir?
Yes, sir. My name is Robert Margoline.
Mr. Margoline, you owe me an apology?
Yes, sir. I've written in through the email,
mm-hmm.
and I've texted you on multiple occasions.
Yes.
Because I felt that you were being too political.
Uh-huh. Too much politics on the show, you think?
Well, it wasn't so much that. It was that you were being so one-sided.
Oh, too pro-Trump?
I consider myself an independent looking towards a Democrat.
Okay. Yes, sir. And have you been a Democrat all your life? Were you a Roosevelt Democrat? LBJ Democrat?
Yes, sir. I thought the Great Society was a very important thing. thing.
Sure, all the way with JFK?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, and, just a peanut farmer from Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Now, I also texted you the other day and accused you of doing fake news.
Yes, sir. And what was the fake news, sir? Because I if you owe me an apology, I want to know, did you think that we stepped over our bounds doing a fake news?
I thought that you had made up what's going on in Virginia.
Oh, absolutely. With the blackface and the sexual assault and then the attorney general blackface and all that stuff? You thought we were making that up?
I truly did.
Well, we're
and,
not.
When I found out it was actually true,
mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, I have my opinions, but well, they were right and I was wrong.
Who was right?
You all.
Yes. Stan and Haney were right. I'd like to hear you say that, sir.
Stan and Haney were right.
Yep.
And I just, you know, I hope that you'll take that to spirit that it's intended.
Sure,
and
I
that,
am.
And that you'll admit when you're wrong, too.
When was I wrong?
Well, nothing comes to mind.
Thank you.
I mean, for the future.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you. You sound like an elderly man who's been listening to the show for a long time, despite our political differences, which I don't think should hinge one way or the other with an entertainment show.
Well, I listen mainly for the traffic.
Okay.
But,
okay. Can I ask how old of a man are you?
Yes, you can. I'm 78 years old.
Okay. And are you from now, here? Are you from here?
Well, I think that I consider myself from here. Now, I've been down here about 30 years.
From where?
I used to work in an asbestos factory in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay, in Augusta, Georgia, an asbestos factory. Boy, when that whole thing went bad, you were out of work, weren't you?
Yeah, I was out of work, and, you know, a lot of people got rich off that with the settlement, but somehow this tricky dick lawyer somehow made it my fault.
Well, I apologize for that, and that was a good living for you at the asbestos factory, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was good, honest work.
I got you're 74 years old.
78.
78 years old. This whole blackface stuff,
I am so disgusted by it.
You are.
And the fact that it's not just one of them, it's all of them, and none of me seem to be particularly remorseful about it.
Were you, sir, in your 78 years? Because times were different back in, you know, the 50s and the early 60s. You yourself never appeared in blackface, did you?
Yes, I did.
sir, Mr. Margoline, you are admitting on this radio station right now, with everything that's going on in Virginia, are you smoking?
Yes, sir.
You worked at an asbestos factory for most of your life, and now you're smoking cigarettes. Are you okay? Are you all right health-wise?
Yes, I took it up about 5 years ago after I was pronounced clinically dead for 12 minutes. Now, I don't want to get into it. A lot of people don't believe me, but the good Lord told me to take it up. What am I going to do?
So when you were dead,
I think it's a filthy habit.
And he said it's okay to smoke.
Yes. Okay. Well, not only okay, but that I need to take it up.
I understand. All those years in the asbestos factory, then you're dead on the table for 12 minutes, and the good Lord told you at the pearly gates, I'm sending you back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Take up smoking. Okay.
Yeah, well, that was my interpretation, because in my vision, I thought the Lord might have been smoking, and that was a sign.
I see. Okay. Maybe it was just the clouds. It might not have been smoking. It might have been just the clouds.
It's kind of a personal belief.
A wreath of cloud. Okay. So you said you've been in blackface before.
Yes, but it was, I don't consider it on a level with these people, because right. I was just doing a tribute to Al Jolson for my mother.
That was for your mother. I see that had to go way back, probably when you were, probably 50, 60 years ago.
Well, my mother was raised on Al Jolson. She loved Step and Fetch It and whatnot.
Amos and Andy.
Oh, yeah, they was real big. But these fellas in Virginia.
Yes, sir.
They need to resign and apologize.
I agree with you.
And the one that really gets me is the lieutenant governor, who just rubs it in your face.
What do you mean?
This lieutenant governor, I saw him come on television talking about a bitch, and he's wearing full blackface.
No, sir.
He's walking around talking to the press saying, I didn't do it. And he's wearing blackface while he's talking to him.
Sir, you're speaking.
And I wouldn't have believed a lick of it if you hadn't told me.
Sir.
And I looked over at my wife, Margie, and I said, my God.
What's your wife's name?
Margie.
Okay. Sir.
And I said, my God, those jackasses on the radio were right. And I will be a son of a bitch with this racist bastard going around in blackface telling everybody their business. And I won't stand for it.
Sir?
I won't stand for it.
I appreciate that, Mr. Marlin. You're a passionate man. You stand to your principles.
You want to talk about unmitigated gall. That man is standing right there in front of you wearing blackface going, I didn't do it. I didn't dare it.
Mr. Marlin, he is a black man. You're talking about Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax.
That's the son of a bitch.
Sir, he's African American. He is a black man. He was not accused of being...
Well, if he's a black man, how can he be accused of wearing blackface?
He's not. The governor was accused of being in blackface.
No. It was all of them. All of them were wearing blackface from what I saw. All of them.
No, sir. Listen
to me.
They
were all accused of wearing blackface.
No, they weren't.
There was the governor, the assistant governor,
the lieutenant governor,
and then attorney general.
Yes, the AG.
They all admitted to wearing blackface.
No, two admitted blackface. The governor and the attorney general.
Well, of course, the guy that's wearing blackface isn't going to admit he's doing blackface.
He's African American. He is a black man. He wasn't wearing blackface.
If he's an African American, why all this think about blackface?
He's accused of a sexual.
I know what he's accused of. You told me.
No, I told you that the governor and the attorney general were accused of being doing blackface when they were in school. The lieutenant. Governor Justin Fairfax.
I gotta say, his black face isn't real convincing either.
He's black. It's not. What do you mean, not convincing? He's African American. He's a black.
Which one is the governor?
The lieutenant governor. He's not.
Because I saw the pictures. They're not real convincing.
That was the governor and the attorney general. Think of them.
Well, my God, I'm looking at all. They all look alike to me.
They're not. A lot of these people that wore those black faces, they tried to get a look, and it was a racist look. Governor Fairfax.
I don't think you get more racist than going out in public with it.
He's black.
He's not accused of being in blackface. He
I
is black.
I thought his name was Norman. Who's black?
Governor, Lieutenant Governor Fairfax. He's under the gun because there are women accusing him of sexual assault. He's black. The other two have been accused of being black. You follow?
Well, if that ain't a kettle of smelt.
Jeez. Oh, and by the way, I'll have more on this. Lieutenant Governor's got another problem, too. Another woman stepped forward. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haney.
It's a real radio, and it works great. Can I build one, too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting, too?
Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
We sure
Followers,
are.
Get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Dave will also have traffic for us. If he can just read the traffic and leave all the expletives and hoops and out of it, we'd have a professional traffic report for you.
Well, the hoops are key.
Yeah, to him, maybe. Make him feel good. The Rob Show coming in at 6 o'clock. He's getting pumped. I saw him with a nice coffee coming in.
Oh, is he awake?
Yep. Got a nice coffee. Says it makes him feel good.
I thought he was sleeping.
I don't know. Maybe he was earlier. He's awake now.
Dave,
I saw
didn't
him.
You say he was sleeping?
Yeah, I think he crawled out of the camper.
Okay, I saw him. He's well awake. He's got coffee. All right.
He's good.
Sit back a second because Haney and I have to do work, okay? All right. Thank you. All of your entertainment together at last, Haney.
That's right, Stan. Xfinity gives you access to your favorite movies and shows and the fastest way to find them all. Access everything from live TV and on demand to Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video with just the sound of your voice.
That's right. You want to rewatch that show for the third time on Netflix? Tell your X1 voice remote.
Or how about a compilation of cute puppy videos on YouTube? Your remote is all ears.
All you've ever wanted, all you've ever needed, all in one place.
That's how Xfinity makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Now through February 21st, get a special offer on Xfinity Internet and TV for $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement. Plus Stars and Showtime included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or better yet, visit an Xfinity store today.
Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Includes up to 150 download speed. Actual speeds vary. Equipment, taxes, fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra. And subject to change. After term and premium promo, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime memberships required.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Here's Mr. Traffic himself.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, all right, all right.
Let me tell you.
You know what? I don't even have to do it anymore. It's Friday, boys.
That's how influential you are, man.
All right, let's start in Fort Myers. We have a disabled vehicle.
They hate you because they ain't you, brah.
Yeah. Damn right.
Yeah, how about traffic?
You got it, Stanley. All right, I-75 southbound. We got a disabled vehicle at Daniels Parkway on the shoulder. Be on the lookout for that there. Also in Fort Myers, we have a disabled vehicle at Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road.
All right, let me tell you.
And then Cape Coral, we have some traffic control at Kismet Parkway East and Northeast 24th Ave. And that'll be traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
Right on.
All right. A woman today said she was raped by Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax.
in a premeditated and aggressive assault in 2000 while they both were undergraduate students at Duke University. Through her attorney, one Meredith Watson said she shared her account of sexual assault immediately after it happened with several classmates who have provided statements. Her lawyer also said she shared her account with friends in a string of emails and Facebook messages. Watson was friends with Fairfax at Duke, but they never dated or had any romantic relationship, said her attorney. Quote, at this time, Ms. Watson is reluctantly coming forward out of a strong sense of civic duty and her belief that those seeking or serving public office should be of the highest character. Watson wants Fairfax to resign from office. Number two.
It's like a tire fire in Virginia.
It is. It's like a bad barrel fire, a tire fire. It's just, it's bad. Mark Haney and the news.
All of a sudden, you know, the governor with a yearbook photo, yeah. It doesn't seem like that big a deal.
Yeah, it's getting worse. Mark Haney and the news.
They have. And this is the honest to God's truth. They have reached a point now where if everybody the Democrats wanted to resign actually did so, the state would fall to Republican hands.
Correct. And they're doing everything in their power to prevent that. Despite, had it been the other way around, they would have been run off with pitchfork and torches.
Yeah, isn't it funny how all this, we believe the women. Women are to be believed. Not so much
now. Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Jason and Todd at the Diamond District bringing us news. It starts right now.
This is the evening news with Eric Severide in Washington, Fred Graham in Washington, Bruce Dunning in Saigon, Peter Collins in Saigon, Bob Schieffer in San Diego, and Richard Wagner in San Francisco.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, February 8th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. There is only one person under the age of 30 that has ever won the Oscar for Best Actor.
Didn't Tatum O'Neal win Best Actress?
But this is actor. Okay. Although, really, what's the distinction?
Exactly. An actress prefers to be called an actor.
Mm-hmm. Adrian Brody won for The Pianist when he was 29. When I say coffee table, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure do. Yeah, a little table there. Right in front of the sofa?
Hasn't always been that way, though.
It hasn't.
Before 1920, the tables in your living room were generally called cocktail tables.
Yeah, I've heard it called that, too, but mainly coffee table.
Then came Prohibition.
Ah.
All of a sudden, cocktails are illegal.
Yeah, forbidden.
I think it was a young Latina legislator took the world by storm and outlawed everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So people did not want to say cocktail table because it's against the law, so they started calling them coffee tables. Once Prohibition ended, the name just stuck, became habit.
Okay, interesting.
I believe we still have ours here in the studio somewhere. Slinkies.
Oh, yeah, we got them right there. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's fun for a girl and a boy.
And it's brought endless joy.
Yeah.
You ever wonder about the inventor of the Slinky?
They did something on Mysteries at the Museum. He was trying to build something for the Army, and it came up with that, and then they started marketing it as a toy. And I think he lived happily ever after, didn't he?
If only, Stan.
No?
The man who invented the Slinky suffered a nervous breakdown, moved to Bolivia to be a missionary or join a cult, depending on who you talk to. Details are sketchy. He left his company to his wife and was never heard from again.
There's a picture of him. Very distinguished man. I know that he had some kind of military deal. Remember when Dave was on the Rob Show and he tried to give these away?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't called the Rob Show.
Oh, no,
then.
It wasn't. There we go. Slinky, it's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's Slinky. It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Although I don't know why we make the distinction.
Yeah, it's really inappropriate.
Well, it's called XX and XY.
Yeah.
And you can't mess with it.
Can't mess with biology. And when you do, it backfires on you a lot of times.
Well, I think Junior will have the definitive answer on this next story.
Okay. Stan.
A Japanese company has created a new product called One Hand Chips.
Huh? What?
They are potato chips that come pre-crushed. So, essentially, you almost drink them straight out of the bag, and that way, hand no greasy.
Like it's the bottom of the bag and it's all the crumbs down there. See, I like the big chips. Would you prefer something like that, Junior? A bag of potato chips that you just tip the bag back and just pour it down the old gullet?
I like the big chips.
Well,
no greasy.
Not that it matters. Hand no grease. One hand chip available only in Japan for now.
Where it belongs.
Jeez.
In other junk food news,
okay.
Something that's actually available
that we can buy.
Yes.
All right.
Back in 2017, the good people at Häagen-Dazs began selling booze-infused ice cream in Canada.
Yeah.
Not available in the U.S. then.
No. Prohibition.
Until now.
Oh, you can get booze ice cream in at your grocery shelf?
6 different flavors available with booze.
Yeah.
Irish cream brownie. Bourbon vanilla bean truffle.
All right.
Stout chocolate pretzel crunch.
Ooh.
Bourbon praline pecan.
Ooh.
This one, I think they got a winner. Rum tres leches.
Absolutely.
And a non-dairy option with amaretto black cherry almond toffee.
Sounds really good.
Now, before you get all excited and go, oh, great, I don't have to drink anymore, I can just gorge on ice cream, the alcohol content is only 0.5%, so you would have to ingest a whole lot of Häagen-Dazs before you felt anything.
Like one of those near beers, so you know, where there's no alcohol.
Remember when we made Dave drink a case of O'Doul's in the morning?
Yeah, man, he got hammered. That son of a bitch just got hammered.
We did. He drank like a case of O'Doul's.
By the way, somebody wanted to know, with the crumb chips, how do you use a dip with that? If you wanted to have potato chips and, say, an onion dip.
Well, you'd take the entire contents of your onion dip, peel off the lid, dump it into the bag, and shake it up.
Yes! You go, or vice versa. You put your dip in a big bowl and dump the bag in there, swish it around, and there you go.
And then you could eat it like a bowl of cereal.
Yes! Yes!
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a video making the rounds of the interwebs of police outside Seattle having a snowball fight with a bunch of kids on Monday.
Those rascals.
And they really got into it. The cops brought out their SWAT gear for it. And good time had by all. They used a tactical shield to move in on the children in the park and then decided to retreat because they were outnumbered. In their Facebook post, they joked that they'd been dispatched to deal with a group of suspicious characters in the local park who were armed with improvised projectiles. It was the first snow day in the area for quite some time, so the kids didn't have school, wasn't much going on, and the cops didn't have anything better to do. It was all part of an effort to go out and engage kids in the area so that they understand the policeman is your friend.
I haven't thought about this story in 40 years. I was in high school, probably like a sophomore or junior in high school. And we were at my buddy's house who lived on the side of a pretty, I wouldn't call it a mountain, but a high elevation hill. And we used to go and stay at the end of his driveway and make snowballs. And as cars passed by, we'd wing the snowball at them.
Mm-hmm.
And we had good cover, and they'd hit off the windshield. They'd hit off the
side. Is that when you first got the nickname Whipper?
Yeah. So we're doing this. We're throwing the snowballs at cars that are going by. And he had a neighbor who was a drunk. Just a booze hound, and he had a pickup truck, you know, all rusted out, and he comes going down there. So we probably nailed about, you know, six or seven cars already, and they don't care. It's a snowball, and they just keep going. We didn't like put an ice ball in it or anything. And sure enough, here comes his pickup truck coming down, and four or five of us, we get the snowballs ready, and the truck comes by, and we wing
bam
a snowball. Well, he was going down the hill with his window open, caught him right in the side of the head. He lost control of his truck and ran it up on a snowbank and came up alongside a tree. And
scatter.
And we scattered. He comes out of his pickup truck wanting to know what the hell's going on, screaming, yelling. And I guess he went back up to his house to call the police, the Canton police. They had one fat cop and another guy that didn't do too much, but they come rolling out there, and you know, we're still outside, but acting like we're minding our own beeswax. And the cops come up, and his car, I mean, all the way into the snowbank, his face is all soaking wet. And the cop comes up to us, and you throwing snowballs at them. Well, we weren't throwing snowballs. We don't know what the... You threw a snowball at my head. Look at my face. They checked him out. We didn't get in trouble. He got arrested because he was drunk. They took him away.
I can just see that Stan smile.
Yeah. Sarah, have you been drinking today?
What's that got to do with it?
Cop went over to his pickup truck, which was in the snowbank. There were beer cans, bottles of, you know, Miller High Life, all on the bottom.
Well, and that wasn't a crime then, was it?
It was still a crime. They just normally would make sure you get home safely. They took him away.
Yeah. Had the nerve to make them come out in the cold and deal with a bunch of kids. Yeah. He's going to jail.
Reckless driving.
Because he was hit with a snowball.
Still remember the pickup truck, too. It was a Chevy pickup truck. It was a white and almost a green mustard look. Either the paint, but it was like a green mustard and white, and I mean full of rot. Probably like a 75 Chevy pickup.
Just full of road salt.
Yeah. Yep, a lot of road salt. Bad tires in the snow. Well, unmatching. Had it, you know, three
mix and match, used tires, yeah.
Right through the window.
There's a gent in Melville, Saskatchewan, Canada, whose legal name is Dave Assman.
Oh, the Assman. That's a great Seinfeld episode.
And he's very upset because that is his legal last name, Assman.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been trying for years to get a vanity license plate with his last name on it.
Yep, Assman.
And the government said no. And yes, the Seinfeld episode in 95, yeah.
I believe the Assman in that episode was the proctologist.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the guy? Is that Assman? Is that
Assman himself?
He is well aware of it, and he loves it. Dave Assman says he's very proud of his name.
Yeah.
Quote, "It's my last name. I've always had it. I'm not ashamed of it, and there's nothing bad about it." He is appealing the decision to block the plate, but he is not optimistic for his chances. And by the way, the name is pronounced Osman.
Osman, sure. That's to gain respectability and not be laughed at.
I don't know, though. That guy looks like a lot of fun.
Yep. Look at him. He's a roly-poly and probably loads of laughs. Yep. Well, you know what? We remember one guy that used to work here that had a vanity plate. Nobody stopped it.
Yep.
Can't tell you on the air what it is, but he had it as a Florida license plate.
And they thought it was a Japanese term.
Yep.
It started with boo.
Yep. Fact. And he got it.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, there are a lot of old sayings out there, and the kids go, oh, that's trite. That doesn't mean anything. No, they come from somewhere. You know, like luck is where preparation meets opportunity.
That's right.
And another one, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Well, on Friday night, a gentleman was shopping at a store in North Olmsted, Ohio, and accidentally left his wallet behind. Now, supposedly, lucky for him, a nice lady found his wallet.
Ah, that's nice.
And did the right thing.
Lucky for him.
She didn't take anything from the wallet. She simply turned it over to the police. The police received the wallet, and as you might imagine, they opened up the wallet to find the man's ID so they could return his property. Yep. It was just one problem.
What?
Now, don't get me wrong. They did find his driver's license in there.
Okay.
But they also found his cocaine and methamphetamines. So they put out a Facebook post advising the man to turn himself in or they'll go to his house and arrest him.
It's your choice. Kind of like Dave choosing wigs today.
Yep. So, nice lady does the right thing, and
he's
going to jail.
Yep, good. Good. You know, come on. You know, do you carry the meth and stuff in the wallet?
I don't know. No.
If Dave was here, I could get an answer. But
well, we would know definitively, sure. Never been in the position transport that.
Nope.
Don't know that I've ever seen it.
Nope.
And that's the news for today, Friday, February 8th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your week with us. Greatly appreciated. A Rob show coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll take you into your evening. We got time to Check traffic one more time for you for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Pine Island Road and Woodward Avenue, right by the Walmart. This is Fort Myers side of the Cape Coral Bridge. Crash, Cape Coral Bridge and College Parkway. Fort Myers got a crash. Plantation Road and Daniels Parkway, for crying out loud. And one more for you. Crash, Fort Myers, Cleveland Avenue and College Parkway. So you're pretty trapped there as well. And you are up to date.
Shaver and Eddie Shaver on guitar.
Great stuff. Let's laugh a little bit.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I got a lot of paranoia in my life. I just got a caller ID box for the first time. You guys have one? And now I'm addicted to it. I can't answer the phone without knowing who it is. Like I'm a secret agent or something. The phone rings. Don't answer it! Name unknown. Get down! Get down. Get away from the window! Actually, I'm just avoiding my girlfriend. We just passed a year together, and she's testing my commitment now with these questions that she learned in Cosmopolitan. And they're trick questions. You can't answer them. If I was horribly disfigured in an accident, would you still love me? What are you supposed to... Just say yes, of course, and hope that it never happens, right? If you try to dissect the question, you'll only be revealed for the sick person that you really are. When you say disfigured, what do you mean? Like, will your breasts be okay?
Have yourselves a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow night at Bike Night in Cape Coral. That's going to be great. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. What's this? Ahoy!
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I owe you an apology.
Can I have your name, sir?
Yes, sir. My name is Robert Margoline.
Mr. Margoline, you owe me an apology?
Yes, sir. I've written in through the email, and I've texted you on multiple occasions.
Yes.
Because I felt that you were being too political.
Uh-huh. Too much politics on the show, you think?
Well, it wasn't so much that. It was that you were being so one-sided.
Oh, too pro-Trump?
I consider myself an independent looking towards a Democrat.
Okay. Yes, sir. And have you been a Democrat all your life? Were you a Roosevelt Democrat? LBJ Democrat?
Yes, sir. I thought the Great Society was a very important thing.
Sure. All the way with JFK?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. And just a peanut farmer from Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I also texted you the other day and accused you of doing fake news.
Yes, sir. And what was the fake news, sir? Because I if you owe me an apology, I want to know, did you think that we stepped over our bounds doing a fake news?
I thought that you had made up what's going on in Virginia.
Oh, absolutely. With the blackface and the sexual assault and then the attorney general blackface and all that stuff. You thought we were making that up?
I truly did.
Well, we're
and,
not.
When I found out it was actually true, I thought, you know, I have my opinions, but well, they were right and I was wrong.
Who was right?
You all.
Yes. Stan and Haney were right. I'd like to hear you say that, sir.
Stan and Haney were right.
Yep.
I just, you know, I hope that you'll take that to spirit that it's intended.
Sure, I am.
And that you'll admit when you're wrong, too.
When was I wrong?
Well, nothing comes to mind.
Thank you.
Mean for the future.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you. You sound like an elderly man who's been listening to the show for a long time, despite our political differences, which I don't think should hinge one way or the other with an entertainment show.
Well, I listen mainly for the traffic.
Okay.
But these fellas in Virginia.
Yes, sir.
They need to resign and apologize.
I agree with you.
And the one that really gets me is the lieutenant governor who just rubs it in your face.
What do you mean?
This lieutenant governor, I saw him come on television talking about a bitch, and he's wearing full blackface.
No, No, sir.
He's walking around talking to the press saying, I didn't do it. And he's wearing blackface while he's talking
to
him.
Sir, you're speaking.
And I wouldn't have believed a lick of it if you hadn't told me.
Sir.
And I looked over at my wife, Margie, and I said, my God.
What's your wife's name?
Margie.
Okay. Sir.
And I said, my God, those jackasses on the radio were right. And I will be a son of a bitch with this racist bastard going around in blackface. Telling everybody their business. And I won't stand for it.
Sir?
I won't stand for it.
I appreciate that, Mr. Marlin. You're a passionate man. You stand to your principles.
What, you want to talk about unmitigated gall. That man is standing right there in front of you wearing blackface going, I didn't do it.
Yes,
I didn't do it.
Mr. Marlin, he is a black man. You're talking about Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax.
That's the son of a bitch.
Sir, he's African American. He is a black man. He was not accused of being...
Well, if he's a black man, how can he be accused of wearing blackface?
He's not. The governor was accused of being in blackface.
No. It was all of them. All of them were wearing blackface from what I saw. All of them.
No, sir. Listen
to
me.
They were all accused of wearing blackface.
No, they weren't.
The governor, the assistant governor,
the lieutenant governor,
and then the attorney general.
Yes, the AG.
They all admitted to wearing blackface.
No. Two admitted blackface. The governor and the attorney general.
Well, of course, the guy that's wearing blackface isn't going to admit he's doing blackface.
He's African American. He is a black man. He wasn't wearing blackface.
If he's an African American, why all this think about blackface?
He's accused of a sexual.
I know what he's accused of. You told me.
No, I told you that the governor and the attorney general were accused of being doing blackface when they were in school. There are women accusing him of sexual assault. He's black. The other two have been accused of being black.
Well, if that ain't a kettle of smelt.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.